India has won the three-match T20 international series against New Zealand by 1-0. Played at Napier McLean Park on the 22nd of November, rain forced it to end in a tie. Batting first, New Zealand scored 160 runs in 19.4 overs. When the match had to be stopped due to rain, at that time India had scored 75 runs for 4 wickets in 9 overs. According to the Duckworth-Lewis method, India and New Zealand were on par, and that is why the match was declared a tie. If India were even 1 run ahead, they would have won the match, and if they were even 1 run behind 75 runs, they would have lost.
The batting of Surya Kumar Yadav and Hardik Pandya was a good thing in this series, but the bowling of Team India was the best. The first match of the series was washed out in the rain, but after that the bowlers took all the wickets of the Kiwi team in both the matches, which shows how Team India's bowlers dominated the Kiwi team.
Hardik's captaincy. After T20 World Cup 2022, senior players like Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli, KL Rahul got a break from New Zealand tour, and the responsibility of captaincy was given to Hardik Pandya. Hardik has proved his captaincy in the IPL. Apart from this, he also impressed in the T20 format with his captaincy on the tour of Ireland. Hardik believes in leading from the front and has also impressed with his field setting and bowling variations. Shine of Surya Kumar Yadav. Surya Kumar Yadav scored a total of 124 runs in 2 innings at an average of 124 and a strike rate of 203.27. In the second match of the series, Surya hit 111 not out of 51 balls, his second century in T20 internationals. While the Kiwis and the rest of the Indian batsmen struggled in Mount Maunganui, Surya batted in a blistering fashion. Surya batted at number 3 in this series, where Virat Kohli batted for India. Surya has shown that he is capable of batting in any order. Chahal's wonder. Chahal's amazing might not be seen in Napier's McLean Park, but in Mount Maunganui, he showed the amazing of his spin and told how important he is for Team India in this format. Chahal took 2 wickets for just 26 runs in 4 overs at Mount Maunganui. He took the big wickets of Glenn Phillips and Jimmy Neesham in that match. Deepak Hooda's surprise. Deepak Hooda did not do much with the bat in Mount Maunganui, but gave a big surprise with his bowling. The Kiwi batsman had no answer to the spin of batting all-rounder Hooda. Deepak Hooda took 4 wickets for Jubilant.